condoms to be given out at gay night spots. Health authorities will set up condom points to dispense free condoms at entertainment venues frequented by gay men in a bid to reduce risky sexual behavior and the transmission of HIV/AIDS. Under the pilot project, purple plastic boxes filled with 300 condoms of different sizes and lubricant gel packs will be installed at entertainment spots targeting men who have sex with men, also known as MSM, such as discos, karaoke bars, fitness centers, saunas, and beauty salons. The project is part of a national AIDS prevention plan among this particular group. HIV surveillance data indicates a high HIV transmission rate among MSM in Thailand due to unsafe sex. Of the estimated 10,097 new HIV cases expected this year, 30% would involve men having sex with men, according to the Public Health Ministry. If we don't come up with any prevention plan, this MSM group could account for half the total new cases in the country in the next 14 years, said Public Health Permanent Secretary Paijit Warachit. So far, operators of 188 entertainment night spots in 30 provinces, including Chiang Mai, Chonburi, and Phuket, have agreed to participate. Dr. Paijit said the Condom Point program is planned to cover entertainment spots nationwide by next year. An estimated 2.5 million baht in funding was allocated for the Condom Point project this year. AIDS experts will monitor the project over the next 5 years, he said. Kittinan Tamatat, chairman of the gay rights advocacy group Thai Rainbow Club, believed the Condom Point project would allow young, sexually active MSM better access to condoms, regarded as an effective tool to prevent the transmission of HIV/AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases such as syphilis and hepatitis. Dr. Kittinan also called on policymakers to work with companies to lower the price of condoms. A pack of condoms costs 40 to 50 baht, and this is considered expensive by teenagers, whether they are gay or straight. A study by the Thai Red Cross's AIDS Research Center and Chulalongkorn University's Faculty of Medicine on 11,658 MSM who visited its clinic between January 2009 and July 2010 found a spike in syphilis transmission among them as well. The study reflected the need for a better prevention plan for sexually transmitted diseases among this group. Speaking during the 13th National AIDS Conference, Pusit Prakongsai, International Health Policy Program Director, said national investment in such a high-burden disease as AIDS was still insufficient. Less than 1% of the country's gross domestic product was spent on HIV/AIDS, although the disease affected patients' quality of life. In addition, only 5% of the total 300 billion baht spent on the universal healthcare scheme is earmarked for health prevention in general. Mr. Pusit believed more money should be spent on AIDS and prevention campaigns to solve the problem in both the public health and social dimensions.